All right. Turn now. Turn back to page 7 in the second edition of the pamphlet, page 6 in the first edition of the pamphlet, and it's chapter 2, section 2, paragraph 7. I'm sorry. Turn the page. Paragraph 8. So it's page 8, page 6, and still chapter 2, section 2. It's paragraph 8. What must a teacher do to ensure learning? Does everybody have it? I'm sorry if I confused you. Okay. What we're going to look at now is, now that we've talked about hearing the block in the other person, that was the experience I had with Schubert that I talked about this morning. Now that we hear the song in ourselves, that's the Beethoven experience I talked about, we begin to understand that both that song, that forgotten song, and the block is in both of us, right? Which means it's in all of us. We all have that same one-minded remembrance that we are all children of the one God, totally at one with him. We are all joined. We all have the fear of that oneness, which is the ego, that's the block. And we all have the same Holy Spirit that could help us undo the block by using it as a means to return us home, to lead us up the ladder that separation led us down. Right, and so the readings we're going to look at for the rest of the workshop are all, in one way or another, going to focus on this and what it really means to join. In the context here, what it means for the therapist to join with the patient, but obviously this would hold for everyone. What must a teacher do to ensure learning? What must a therapist do to bring healing about? Only one thing. The same requirement salvation asks of everyone. Each one must share one goal with someone else, and in so doing, lose all sense of separate interests. Right? If you remember the early pages of the manual, that's what Jesus says, that the characteristic of a teacher of God is that at some point he has made a decision not to see his interests as apart from anyone else's. Which means we see ourselves as the same as everyone else. And we practice one-on-one because that's where our relationships, that's where our focus is. We have relationships with this person, with that person, people in our family, our friends, business associates, public figures whom we have relationships with in our minds, etc. Right? And we realize that we are all the same. We share the same interests. Each one must share one goal with someone else, and in so doing, lose all sense of separate interests. Only by doing this is it possible to transcend the narrow boundaries the ego would impose upon the self. Only by doing this can teacher and pupil, therapist and patient, you and I, and the I, of course, would be Jesus, accept atonement and learn to give as it was received. So the way of salvation, the way of healing, is to realize that we are not separate from anyone else. We share the same goal. We share the same interests, which is to awaken from this dream, to hear the forgotten song, to learn that the blockage to this song has no effect. No matter how heinous the behavior, now how disturbed the pathology, now how egregious the sin, it does not have the power to disrupt the flow of that song. Not one note in heaven's song was missed. Nothing happened. No matter what you have done, my responsibility is to demonstrate to you by my peace and my defenselessness that nothing you have done has come between you and me. I may not like what you've done. I may try to stop your behavior, but I can do it if I'm in my right mind without anger, without anxiety, without guilt, without rage, without fear. And to the extent that I could do that, I am teaching you that your sin has had no effect. Love has not been disrupted. That beautiful melody, that inner melos, has flowed in an unimpeded way despite what your ego has done or may have done. I hear in your attack, in your viciousness, in your cruelty, the call for love. That fervent plea that says, please, please show me I was wrong. But I have not driven you away. I have not changed you. That nothing I have done has had any effect on you whatsoever. And I would, by hearing that call in you, I would also hear it in myself. And I would realize we both have the same goal. We both have the same need. We both have the same interest in learning that we were wrong. That's it. That's the whole game. That's what psychotherapy is all about. Any therapist who picks up this pamphlet and expects to learn how to do psychotherapy, how to be a Course in Miracles psychotherapist, will be very sadly mistaken. Because they will hear the same old stuff that they've heard, that they've read for 31 chapters in the text and 365 lessons, the workbook, and the manual. No different. The incredible thing about this pamphlet, as we'll see as we look through some other brief excerpts, is that it basically says nothing about the patient. Healing says only about the therapist. It's helping the therapist touch the patient's heart. And in that gentle touch is the reminder that says there is another choice you can make. Very, very simple. And your responsibility is only to listen, as we've seen, to hear that underlying melos, to hear the melody that unites and makes the person whole, that makes the sonship whole, and to gently touch with those loving hands the block. And that's all you do. Right? And then these black drapes on the mourner that wrap them in death will just fall away.